The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. She'll be in at 8 this morning. She's got, you know what, just kind of, and it's how appropriate, she's got Buford duties. Buford being the dog that we got from Haven Humane. Okay, today, Friday the 13th. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Okay, Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
Very good morning. It's Friday the 13th. Are Ukrainians upset about Friday the 13th?
All world is upset about Friday the 13th.
Really?
Yeah.
So is that like bad luck over there?
Everywhere.
So what do you? Okay, I'm going to talk to you later because I'm going to need to. Okay. Everything else okay?
Just great. Being here, just great.
You know what? She says that, and I so much appreciate it too.
But I really love to be here.
Yeah. Good. You may have to testify about that in court. I'm just kidding. Okay. Today, sunny with a high near 93, and we may have some wind gusts. So be prepared. And a low around 63. Tomorrow, 91. Now, Sunday is a 40% chance of showers with just a high near 78 degrees and a low around 55. And again, Monday and Tuesday, Monday, another 50% chance of showers. Tuesday starts clearing off with a high near 75. But still a chance of showers all the way through next Wednesday. And then Thursday is going to be sunny with a high near 82. So maybe we've broken 100, the triple digits.
We're all done.
Let's hope. Okay. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business, been in the business well over a quarter century. They're into their third generation there. What can I say? It's a locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're just quality people, the Kenny family. I heartily recommend that if you have propane, that you'd give them a call because they're going to have prices that probably are very appealing. They can get to places that other companies can't get to. And they've got this device they put on the your tank that tells them through the internet that your tank's getting low, so they can come on out and fix it for you. All right, that's Shasta Gas Propane. Give a call, 530-365-3793. I'm with Reed today from Haven Humane, a new lady.
Yes.
You've been here before, though.
A couple of times.
And Reed is all excited because she brought, you know what? She brought a bear in. Now, if anybody's looking for a bear, here you go.
The best one.
She has the best one right here.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about Bear.
Bear, he is about 4 years old. We think he might be some sort of shepherd mix. The long fur. He has little Rottweiler eyebrows almost, a little brown eyebrows on his head.
And he's brown, and he's mostly black with some white.
Black.
But his hind legs got brown on him.
Yeah, and his little toes are white. He's got his socks on today.
Yeah. He's a cutie, and he is friendly. Came right up to me.
Such a sweet guy.
Yeah, and, you know, licked my fingers, and then he got intent on smelling Buford.
Who's yes.
Probably slept on my Levi's last night, but nah.
What are dogs for?
Yeah, Buford has his own bed, and he loves it.
Aww. So. Yeah, Bear, he's a really sweet guy. He walks great on leash. I think he would be a great companion to just about any family, any home. He fits right in just about anywhere.
Okay.
He's done great with other dogs as well. Loves to play.
Do we get a photo of Bear yet?
Already in the chat.
It's already in the chat. How's it already in the chat? You already put it in there? You little devil.
We're quick.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. Mainly, okay, there it is. Yep. Okay, so is Bear come under any type of special program? Or?
No, he was just found as a stray. Somebody found him running around in the world all by himself, and he ended up at Haven Humane, and we have loved him ever since he came into us.
How long have you had Bear?
We have had him just under a month now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bear gets attention there, but, you know, as we all know, they don't get the attention that happens when they have their own family.
Yeah. Not the same kind of love.
And he's been, I don't know if he had to be, but he comes to you thoroughly unable to reproduce, and he's got a chip on him, and he's got all the shots.
He's vaccinated, microchipped, neutered. He is ready to find his forever home.
And how much is his to bail him out?
His adoption fee is $37.50 because he is over 4 years old or 4 years old.
Yeah.
And then if you live in the city limits of Reading, Anderson, or Shasta County, there is a licensing fee of $10 to $15. So not too much for best dog in the world.
You know why he's the best dog in the world? Because he's going to be your dog. That's right. Buford is the best dog in the world.
Shelter dogs, most of the time, are the best ones.
I see so many. We go up to, even though people say, I'll never take your dog to the doggy park. Well, Buford's different. Buford doesn't get in fights. When dogs start getting aggressive with him, he backs down. But the other thing he does, he starts to run. And they can't keep up with him because he's fast. And he just, you know, he avoids it. What bothers, what it is, though, is people that don't have control of their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And in 90% of the cases, 95% of the cases, we never have that problem. And when a dog does start getting aggressive like that, we just take Buford home.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not worth it. Not
the other people you got to look out for.
Yeah. I mean, Bear is a cutie. He's got a smile on his face, and
always.
He's ready to go home. He's ready to go home with somebody.
Yeah.
Kids, you probably have other. Have you had him around other dogs?
Yes, he has done great with other dogs.
I see that.
Sounds kind of similar to Buford. When other dogs have kind of had enough, and they tell him to back off, Bear will listen. He'll respect that, and he'll go do his own thing. He's very respectful.
Yeah, well, see, Buford just wants to play.
Yeah.
And you know, head down, rump up, come on, chase me. He just loves to play. And, but there's some older dogs that go, get away from me, kid.
Yeah.
And when that happens, Buford goes, okay. I can play somebody else. So, okay, this dog's name is Bear. He's a, come here, buddy.
He's coming to say hi
come
again.
Here. Come on. Okay, now you're smelling horse. Oh, yeah, this is a good boy. He's got two little, his eyebrows are brown and a black face, and he's just friendly.
He's so sweet.
This boy needs a home.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you or anybody you know think he might be a good fit, you can stop by. We're open 11 to 5 today, or you can give us a call at 241-1653 for more information.
Okay. Got any other, anything else happening out there? Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up.
Coming up. Do you have your costume ready?
Well, you know, I thought I did, but my costumer isn't back in town.
Oh,
yet.
No.
And I know I'm going to have to really come up with something.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide if I wanted to come as Donald Trump or Joe Biden, because this is heroes and villains. And I would not say anything. I would just let people make up their own minds.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Reed.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Good
have
luck.
A good day.
Good luck, Bear. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Let's talk about Friday the 13th.
A good woman holds you together, and she'll stick with you for the rest of your life. Good buddies will always come running, got your back no matter what. A good dog.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Skiing Day promotion every Wednesday. Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the extremely attractive studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Friday the 13th, yes, 7:17 in the morning, it's going to be a whopping 93 today. So the temperature's going down, and it's going to be 91 tomorrow, and then it just gets cooler and cooler and cooler. Mind everybody, Paisano Day starts tonight at 5 p.m. Last night, they had the battle of the media giants in a bocce ball tournament. We were out there. I just want you to know, my friends, that KCNR team got into the final match where we were trounced by the other team. I almost don't even want to say. Yeah, I did. KQMS didn't lose a match all evening. And then it's when you're like halfway through, you find out that all of them are members of a bocce ball league. They actually have bocce ball leagues. Did you know that? Bocce ball? They've got these leagues out there. But it was a great time. The sons and daughters of Italy are putting it on. And so they brought pizza, and then we finished up. They brought a cannoli, homemade cannolis that were just excelente. And I'm not going to say the fact that when the beer cooler opened up that our game started to suffer a little bit. But anyway, it was a great time. Now, tonight they start at 5 o'clock and goes till 10. Tomorrow it starts at 8 a.m. And they told me last night, it looks like they're going to have like 150 cars out there for the big car show. Of course, they're going to have Italian food. It's free admission. They have basket raffles, arts and crafts, beer and wine, cannoli, car shows, kid games. All of those things are going to be out there. So just going down to South City Park, and you will see it. It's going to be all set up. So, oh, and they're having a bocce ball tournament going. So the team, some of those, you know, the team that beat us is competing in a tournament where you have to pay money to enter. Last night it was kind of like free. All right. Gosh, let me see. Why is Friday the 13th considered unlucky? What do people do in Ukraine on Friday the 13th? I mean, are people very superstitious, or do people handle that day any different?
Like, I feel in Ukrainian people are more religious. We kind of like everybody believe in one church.
Which church?
The Orthodox.
Oh. Yes. Greek Orthodox.
Orthodox. It's hard for me to spell it. I'm sorry. In Ukrainian,
it's
called
Pravoslavna. No,
okay, and never mind. So, like, and really people are kind of afraid of this days, like Friday 13th, Friday before Halloween, and they believe in those days that people should not eat, should not, like, have fun and just, like, be home, eat something really easy, have praise. And
yeah, don't go out, huh? Well, why is Friday the 13th considered unlucky? Well, it can go back all the way back to the Last Supper, when there were 13 at the Last Supper. And Judas, who betrayed Jesus, was the 13th guest at the Last Supper. That was a Thursday. And on Friday, Jesus was crucified, so Friday the 13th, and how it came together. And, you know, and that, that's where they think it could have happened. They also are things like the Knight Templars were supposedly all slaughtered by the king on Friday the 13th, when they killed so many, when they tried to wipe out that, that religious sect. Now, there's some people think it's magical, that magical things happen also on Friday the 13th. But, you know, things, but along with that is taboos, a superstition with negative connotation, even when somebody uses it to describe their own belief. Some people try to look for positive connections between things. For example, China kicked off the Olympics in 2008 at 8:08 p.m. on the eighth day of the eighth month because the number is associated with good luck. So, I mean, you know, taboos, superstitions. Tattoos. Friday the 13th is something like a Black Friday on for tattoos. Many shops run special promotions, charging steeply discounted prices to get work done, often at a flat rate or even under the shop minimum. I didn't know that. Did you know that Friday the 13th?
Yes, I do, because my best friend is a tattoo artist, and we usually was making a big giveaways, and I was helping him to handle a lot of guests at Friday the 13th.
And really?
Yes, people usually like some mystical and mystical things, like just the number 13 or some skulls or something, like consider something to unlock.
Now, I don't know, the, you know, it's kind of like the black, kind of black cats, you know, walking in front of you or walking under ladders. Now, there were some things that did happen on Friday the 13th that. And it's a, well, darn, I didn't realize they were not going to let me read this. Stock markets have gone down, and that's one of the things that's happened on Friday the 13th. Anyway, that's what's going on. But it's just, it's really, it's what people, you know, people have put meaning into it and all this. Now, I will not push that today. I will try and, you know, avoid black cats. I'll try to avoid people. I'll try to avoid getting a tattoo today. Yes. You had your hand up.
Yes, I'm not sure if you saw, but there was a really interesting fact why Friday 13 appears in history. So, like in 1307, like in 13th century, the King Philip IV, he kind of king a whole order of religious powerful like group. And after that, people start believing that exactly on Friday 13 is a super unlucky day. And
yeah,
they should hide.
That was the Knights Templar we talked about. They were a powerful religious organization back in the
14th century, if I'm not mistaken.
And parts of the 13th century, too. And there's been all types of, all types of weird things associated with them. Like, did they find the cup of... of Jesus, the Holy Grail type thing, the cup that Jesus drank of the night that he was arrested by the Romans. Yeah, and then they had lots of, because they were so involved in the Crusades, they had lots of money that they had managed to, find during the Crusades, and they had become a threat to the King Philip. So, in one night, he wiped out most of them with sending assassins and soldiers to their castles or to where they were at. So, yeah. Okay. We beat this up enough. Friday the 13th. What else? There's, a number of things that are coming up around, like the business luncheon. Of course, the state of the city with the that's coming with at Wind River, and that's going to come up, and they're selling tickets for that, but the tickets have to be bought by I think noon today, but I'm going to check that and get back to you on that, because this is, this is going to be a big event. And it's going to be, Tanessa, that's going to give the state of the city and how the, where we are, where we're going, and the future. So it's involved, and it also includes lunch. The ticket also includes lunch. So, but we'll give some more information on that when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, right off of, right on Hilltop, 2225 Hilltop Drive, was best in the North State, voted best in the North State 2023 and 2024. Now, if you look at the Record Searchlight paper, you see these one-page ads for people saying, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. I mean, what a great idea this was for the Record Searchlight to come up with this best in the North State, because everybody buys tons of advertising, which isn't probably one of the strong suits of the newspaper. But Four Winds Jewelry's never done that. They haven't had to do that. They're the only full-service jewelry store in town. They're locally owned, locally operated. They have great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. They have the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter in the business that works right there at Four Winds Jewelry, two separate guys. You can bring your watch in for a battery change, or you can come in there and design a piece of jewelry, and they're going to build it for you. All of this is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, locally owned, like I said, locally operated, been around about 30 years, and their hours are 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Aksum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Aksum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg, with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get ready for the ultimate showdown at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Experience this adrenaline-packed night on Saturday, September 14th. Fight Night brings the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. This event sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Right. Hey, listen up. Need a change in your TV, entertainment, all of that? Now's the time to call BNT Satellite. Get up to $200 and a gift card for making the change to Dish. And this is a locally owned, locally run company, veteran-owned company, BNT Satellite, Doug Tooley. Call the guys at BNT Satellite to get you signed up and receive your up to $200 gift card. You can call them at 530-241-3474. You know, they open up around 9. And they will have somebody standing by to help you. 530-241-3474. I'm here for Rich Gallardo. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are running. I don't know. Should I take that? Should I take your shirt personally?
No.
Okay. It says Carl's a jerk. No. But it says the media is the virus. Got it. Okay. You are running for Shasta County Office of Education, that board.
Correct. Right? We'll call it SCOE for short.
SCOE. And because people will hear SCOE, but they don't know what it means, but that's what it means. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And elections coming up here in November.
Yes.
So what's going on at SCOE that you either want to enhance or change?
So if I could read my candidate statement, this is my official candidate statement you'll find on the elections website. It's only 200 words. This will do a really good summary.
Okay.
Okay, what has SCOE done with $24 million of COVID, ARPA, CARE Act, and ESSER funds in the last 3 years. It has purchased unnecessary buildings, land, expanded programs, and staff. SCOE currently has an enrollment of 169 students, however, employs over 380 full-time staff. SCOE blindly...
Wait. Yes. Shasta County Office of Education, that's the overreaching one, right? I mean, that's the overarching organization that feeds things down to each school district.
Well, we'll talk about the programs.
But that's what they do. I mean, so you partly. You said they had 139 students. I thought all the students.
169 students, yes, and 380 staff. And the staff are implementing these 40-plus programs. So
I just didn't know that they had students they were teaching.
I thought all the students were
in the school district. That's
do.
Why.
I'll answer that quickly. Yes, they have special needs students, special ed. They do the education for the kids in juvenile hall, and they have independent study students. So
got it. Okay.
They absolutely do have their own students.
All right.
So continuing, SCOE blindly follows state laws and policies that limit or even prohibit parental involvement with their kids. We must stop the nonsense of allowing the kids to call themselves victims and instead teach them responsibility for their actions. The schools have been turned into mental health institutions and social experimentation centers instead of actually focusing on the basics of reading, writing, and math. SCOE was managing the substitute teacher who exposed himself to the kids at Anderson Middle School late last year. But as of last month, his teaching credential is still valid, Carl. The gender identity fiasco is allowing the kids that do not have maturity to make decisions that may irreparably damage them physically and mentally for the rest of their lives. Time for sound and moral leadership at SCOE. Vote for someone that is not afraid to confront head-on the failures at SCOE. That's my candidate statement.
Okay, so what you're addressing, it sounds like, is some of the laws that have been passed by the state of California.
That's definitely a large piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, where they say that that parents will not be notified if a child has, you know, comes to school and decides, you know, to say they're another sex.
Correct.
That's
a big part of it.
This money that they had, you said buying unnecessary buildings. What did that mean? I mean,
the one in specific is the corner of Placer and East Street. It used to be, I think, a bank. It used to be a bank. Oh. And they bought that place strictly to fill it up with administrative staff. And that was over $2 million purchase. That was part of where that $24 million went to.
Okay. So they have 300-plus staff, and they're on the hook for teaching the kids out at Juvie. And special needs kids. Mm-hmm. How many special needs kids are? They're not in regular schools. They're in their own schools.
Correct. That's what. Yeah. Okay. SCOE is. Yeah. SCOE does the special needs kids.
Plus,
by law.
But they're also the ones that when all the and I can imagine thousands of pieces of paper directing us what to do. It comes to them, then they pass this to the school districts. And from what I understand, this is from talking to them and other people, they can't tell the school district what to do. Is that correct?
Right.
It's up to the school district makes the choice of teachers, curriculum, and all that.
Yeah, correct. I don't have the bill in front of me, but very, very soon, one or more of these programs at the SCOE administers for the school districts is going to come with the strings attached that the school district follows SCOE policies. So that's not in place yet, but it's coming. Right now, correct, the LEAs, the individual schools, they have their own boards, their own autonomy, and they have their own lawyers for the most part, most of them.
Yeah, because it's the districts that end up getting sued. It's not SCOE gets sued.
Yeah.
I mean, from what I understand.
Well, whoever, yeah, well, you can sue a rotten tomato on the sidewalk, Carl, California, so. It just depends.
Well, no, but what you're saying is they are the school districts right now are pre-autonomous, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Legally and constitutionally,
right.
They're
so you okay? Now, how many members are on the SCOE board?
So there's 7 members on the SCOE board.
Okay.
There are currently 4 seats open. There are 10 candidates for those 4 seats.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So I ran 2 years ago for this very same board. There was only 2 seats open. I got third place. I had 12,800 votes or so, 20%. I had more votes than a seated 17-year board member, Rhonda Hull. Okay. I had 600 more votes than them. So I think the voters, and they know who I am. They know my political persuasions. I am a staunch conservative, and I'm a staunch constitutionalist. And I think the voters are ready to have this kind of change in the school system.
Okay. But, you know, let's go back to where I should have started.
Okay.
Okay. Who's Rich Gallardo? Tell us about you, or you know, how you got here, what you did in your life, and all this. So.
Okay, I'll try to go quick, Carl, because you know, frankly, it's not about me. It's about the race and the kids.
People need to know where you come from. Oh, okay. I had a pretty powerful politician in here the other day that said you shouldn't be able to run unless you've got so many years here in Reading.
Sure. Well, that's a First Amendment thing. I've been in this county for 38 years of my 55, so this is my home.
Okay.
I came up here in high school. I finished high school here, Anderson High School. Me and all my brothers, and my son currently attends there. So
okay.
Retired military police officer, 21 years active in reserve. I did 18 years as a firefighter EMT. Currently a commercial driver. But you know, where people know me in this county is the Modi recall. So I was highly, highly involved in the Modi recall, and I've been involved in county politics intensely ever since. And that's where people know me, is my political activity here.
I would say that's probably true. I knew about your, you'd been in the military, and, you know, thank you so much for your service. And I knew that you were working with Cal Fire. Was it Cal Fire?
I was.
As EMT, and thank you for your service there too, by the way. But I also knew you, what I really knew you from was, and it really started. Would you say it really started when COVID hit?
This not for me.
The changes at Shasta County really started with COVID.
This happened nationwide. Yes.
Well, it was nationwide, I'm looking at Shasta County.
People were made aware of the tyranny and the evil that is in our government when COVID. When they put these unlawful mandates in, and people were made aware of it. Parents saw what the students were learning because the students brought their Chromebooks home to, you know.
Probably for the first time that they really took an interest in what was being taught.
Well, the parents had to have the kids at home, right? They closed the school, a lot of the schools. Not here, by the way.
Not here. Not Shasta County was playing.
So everybody figured this out, and then everything in the schools that was being taught was shown, and the parents were like, what? We don't like this.
How much of what you do is kind of political theater?
Political theater?
It doesn't mean that's wrong. I mean, you do things, not just you.
I think I know what you're saying.
Other people.
I have to put some flair. I have to put,
there you go.
You know, is there a portion of trying to bring in some dynamics in order to bring in people for the content? A little bit, but everything I do, Carl, is backed up with facts, data, and documents.
Okay.
Everything I do. That's the key, is I get the information and the research and I share it. Because if I hold it, it does nothing. I have to share the information.
Okay. We've got to take a quick break here. I'm here with Rich Gallardo, who is running for the Shasta County Office of Education, one of the four seats that are open. They have, as he told me, 10 candidates. I found six. I don't know who the other four are. But, however, as we do here on our station, everybody's welcome to come in. If you're running for an office, man, let people get to know who you are. The Reading Chamber of Commerce in the 37th Annual State of the City, it's going to be back at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It's going to be September 24th from 11:30 to 1. Doors open at 11 with a buffet lunch served. Tickets can be purchased for a table of 8 or individually at Reading Chamber of Reading Chamber. com. If you're interested in this, and it usually sells out because people want to see what happened and what's going to happen in our city, even with the spin it usually gets, but it's a slight spin. It's not. This isn't NBC. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During Session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During Session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to
mine. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches. One in Ripoff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. They've been in the business about 18 years. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Richard Gallardo, who is running for Shasta County Office of Education. So, what are some of the things you'd like to accomplish? Is it a four-year thing?
Four-year seat. I'm running for the four-year. There is also a two-year seat up.
Okay. So you run for the four-year seat, mm-hmm. And what are some things you'd like to see accomplished by the Board of Education that you would push for?
And we have like 10 minutes, so I'm going to have to really summarize everything.
Just give us some points. Take your top three.
Well, the thing is SCOE has over 40 programs they're administering. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
SCOE has over 40 programs they're administering. And okay. I'm waiting for that list because I think, again, 380 employees for 169 students. what I think is happening, well, in fact, I know it's happening, is too much time, effort, and energy are going into the administering of the programs and the staff and the logistics of the programs. But the results of the programs and actually delivering services to the kids is minimal. The percentage of the money for each program, it's minimal what's actually delivered to the kids. And the kids is what matters here. Their quality of education in California has not improved in 20-plus years, Carl. And any educator will tell you that the kids have been suffering under these state edicts and laws. The State Board of Education is made up, last I saw, of 11 unelected bureaucrats. Why are we going to allow 11 and the state laws? We're going to have the legislature and the State Board of Education trying to tell us how to run our local schools. The kids in Modoc County have different needs for their education than kids in Shasta, than kids in San Francisco, than kids in L.A., than, you know, every place is different. And to tail right onto that, here's an educational code, and I'm only going to read part of it. Education Code 35160. Schools have diverse needs unique to their individual communities and programs. It is the intent of the legislature to give districts, boards of education, and superintendents broad authority to carry activities and programs, including expenditure and funds. And they should have the flexibility to create their own unique solutions. Isn't that a beautiful passage?
It is absolutely beautiful.
But it's not in practice right now.
But it's not.
It's not in practice.
It does make a difference what they write. It's what the legislature, bless their hearts, and the overall school board says, because that is not happening.
So,
would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's
no, I agree.
Absolutely.
So every school district is different. We need to be flexible.
Absolutely. So this is part of what we're talking about on the break. This is part of that local control, autonomy, sovereignty, and authority. We have to seize back. It is in writing. It's been watered down by a multitude of bills and laws and judges who think they're smarter than us, which they're not, by the way. And we just have to seize it back, Carl. Even in the California Constitution, I think it's Article 1, Section 1, talks about all political power is inherent in the people, not a judge, not the governor, not the legislature, the people. And also in the California Constitution, we have the right and the duty to alter or reform the state government. That is our duty. So when the state does these things, and by the way, the state has no moral authority. Let me explain why this is important. They're extremely hypocritical. They violate immigration laws. They're harboring and providing assistance to illegal immigrants. Direct violations of federal law. Okay? They knowingly are violating federal immigration law. They have no moral authority to tell us what to do.
What I was going to say is I understand that. But let's pull it back down here to SCOE.
Sure. All right. Well, this connects.
I know it does because of the laws that – and we've seen it since I've lived here. That a school district will want to do something and the legislature then immediately passes a law against it. So you know what you're going into. So what are some of the things besides the – we fight back against injustice. What are some of the things, the nuts and bolt things you can do?
So the nuts and bolts is
that you can do there on the school.
Evaluate all the monies spent, all the programs in place. And they like to use this fancy term, rubrics. Okay, fine. I'll use their fancy term, rubrics. Let's put some accountability, efficiency in place, and let's alter or reform these programs so that we make sure the kids are getting an effective education. And we need to get away, like my candidate statement said, we need to get away from this social stuff, this social-emotional stuff. And I'll say it, the LGBTQ stuff is sexualizing the kids, Carl. It's putting this stuff in their heads. And shame on the adults. Shame on the adults for sexualizing the kids. They need to be kids, Carl. They've got the rest of their lives to be adults and live in this horrible world that we live in, unfortunately.
So
let's let the kids be kids and take all this stuff out.
We've only and I know there's many people that agree with you. So when you come in here, and I think everybody agrees, is that our education system is going down. I mean, test scores have dropped. Yeah. I mean, COVID had a terrible, terrible impact on our schools for a variety of reasons. So you want to take, if I understand this right, you want to take a look at where all the money's going.
Yep.
Maybe repurpose that money into things like
different types of classes or put more emphasis on the basic things, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Yeah. I mean, I say that, but it's much more than that. Yes. But, you know, yes. The basics.
And
they're prepared to leave.
Well, absolutely.
I don't want to put words in your mouth,
no,
but that's what
absolutely.
I'm kind of getting.
We need to make it a more truly traditional Americana education, such as we had, I don't know, let's say 60s, 70s, and 80s-ish. Let's just say that. Because
yeah.
What we have in the last generation is absolutely horrible. And another thing, right, these 40 programs, these programs should go to each individual school district for adoption and implementation. Each school district, remember the code I read. Everyone is different. Everyone has its unique needs. One school district in Bernie might not want a particular program that Enterprise does want. Okay, they should all have that autonomy, not at the SCOE level. I'd like SCOE to get out of all these programs that are not applicable to the SCOE students, of course. Everything, you know, we're going to keep the SCOE students, of course.
Do you see the we've got something like, how many school districts do we have?
About 26, 27 or
so. Okay. Yeah. And which means that you've got 26 or 27 school superintendents / principals. Because some of these schools are very, very small. Do you, you know, and when I asked this question several times over the years, why do we have so many school districts? Wouldn't it make sense to merge a couple of them together? Or what SCOE should do is take all of the administration burdens off the school districts that, you know, that spread across. Like we used to do, you know, military, we used to do company. We had company admin, and then it went up to battalion admin, then it went to regimental admin.
Sure.
So it took that burden off us down at that level. Should that be something SCOE's looking at?
No. Each individual school district needs to have its own autonomy, period. And when you start centralizing administration, that's when you start centralizing authority and control, and that's the Soviet model, which we do not want. We want all the power, duties, and authorities and responsibilities at each district level.
Okay.
And I do have a couple of event announcements.
We got three minutes.
So a couple of event announcements. The League of Women Voters has finally decided to have a SCOE forum. Good for them. So that's going to be September 25. That's a Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Riverfront Playhouse. So I have accepted. Teresa Roberts has accepted out of the 10 candidates. I don't know who else has, but that ought to be interesting. I have one other announcement.
Okay, go on.
So the other announcement is we're going to – we conservative / Republicans, we are going to have an event on Saturday, September 28th at Lake Redding Park gazebo area. And this is going to be – it will be SCOE and school board centric. However, we are inviting all Republican conservative candidates from all races. And quite a few have already accepted. We will have a couple – I won't say the names at the moment, not ready to release the names. We will have a couple of current elected officials, local elected officials, and they're going to speak on parental rights. And parental rights is why – the SCOE and the school board races are pretty much the top of the heap right now.
And that's the way I understand. We could talk about money going here and all that, but it comes back down to parental control over the students, having the right to know what's happening with your kids.
Yes.
And all that.
Everything.
I mean, that's kind of the bottom line on this.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, that's like I said, that's the mantra of the day is we have to reclaim the parental rights also.
All right.
But I appreciate the time today, Carl.
Well, I'm going to get everybody in here, and you know, I've got. In fact, next week I've got three more of the SCOE candidates coming in. I'm going to reach out to a couple other that I know of that you know that they need to come on here, get their half hour, so they can explain what they want, what they're trying to accomplish. Because looking at the names, are going to be kind of diametrically opposed to things that you're talking about. But I think it's our community needs to listen to these people and hear all sides of what they want to accomplish. And what I take away from you is reestablishing parental rights and the basics back in school.
And local control.
And local control. Okay.
Thanks.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
And on the breaks, you cleared up a couple other things. When we get back, It looks like my guest who texted me is under the weather. So we've got some things we want to talk about when we come back, and we're going to catch up on those. We'll be right back after the news.
Why you had to leave? But the answer is news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. If you've been itching for a Trump-Harris rematch on the debate stage, looks like you'll be disappointed.
Because we've done two debates and because they were successful, there will be no third debate.
The word from the man himself, former President Trump, at a rally in Tucson. Today, he holds a news conference at his L.A. area golf club before attending a Northern California fundraiser, and then it's off to Vegas for a rally there. Kamala Harris stumping in Pennsylvania today with stops in Johnstown and Wilkes-Barre. As Francine dumps heavy rain across the south, moving inland now, areas previously pounded by the storm are beginning the long process of cleaning up.
Residents of Louisiana and Mississippi in the path of Francine are dealing with the force of the storm's winds and flooding. Francine left hundreds of thousands of utility customers without power. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says no deaths were reported. Crews, businesses, and residents are cleaning up the mess. Chauvin, Louisiana resident Ralph Hopkins lost a dock and had other damage, but plans to rebuild.
It's where I came to retire, so that's why I don't give up. You know, you gotta do what you have to do, you know.
The storm's remnants threaten flash flooding in cities as far away as Jackson, Mississippi, Birmingham, Alabama, Memphis, and Atlanta. I'm Norman Hall.
Beleaguered aircraft manufacturer Boeing has been hit by a strike. 33,000 aircraft assembly workers walking off the job at a factory near Seattle. Union members rejected a tentative contract, would have hiked wages 25% over 4 years. Ukraine has been pleading with the West for permission to strike targets inside Russia with missiles supplied by the U.S. and the U.K. Today, President Biden and British Prime Minister Starmer are meeting in Washington to discuss the matter. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 284 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney, and the truth is I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-838-8822. That's 800-838-8822. 800-838-8822.
A half dozen British diplomats reportedly going to be kicked out of Russia.
Russia's security service has accused six British diplomats in Russia of spying and says they'll be expelled from the country. Russian state TV quoted an official from the security service known as the FSB as saying the six British diplomats will have their accreditation withdrawn. The expulsions come as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer visits Washington for talks with President Joe Biden that will include Ukraine's request to use Western-supplied weapons against targets inside Russia. The FSB said it received documents indicating that the diplomats were sent to Russia by a division of the UK Foreign Office. It said the main task of the British Foreign Office is to inflict a strategic defeat on Russia and that the diplomats were involved in what they called intelligence gathering and subversive activities. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistan's Prime Minister says his country will seek a new $7 billion loan from the IMF. Townhall.com. Iran trying to meddle in the U.S. elections? Imagine that.
It's not clear what the charges will be or who is being targeted, but sources tell the AP it's the result of an FBI investigation into an intrusion that investigators quickly linked to an effort in Iran to influence this year's presidential election. Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson said in a speech in New York, Iran perceives this year's elections to be particularly consequential in impacting its national security interests, increasing Tehran's inclination to try to shape the outcome. The Trump campaign disclosed last month it had been hacked and said Iranian actors stole and distributed sensitive internal documents. They were sent to Politico, The New York Times, and The Washington Post. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Amid growing pressure from organized labor and government, Amazon boosting the pay of its subcontracted delivery drivers to an average raise of around 7%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Friday the 13th. We already talked about that, yeah. By the way. 8:05 in the morning and the news brought to you by Shasta. Regional
Hello.
Medical.
Jeez.
Hey.
You know, you
the
don't
coffee,
know.
The coffee came
is
up.
Coffee, it or is. Is it, sometimes I wonder, like, when we, in fact, I ran out of the house, I forgot to take my vitamins, but sometimes fish oil.
When I take fish oil at night.
Okay.
You know.
Then it's not, then it has to be coffee.
I get a halibut, and I squeeze it till the oil comes out, and I lick it. Okay, so 8:06 in the morning, and the news is brought
to
you by...
That's such a Marine. What you just said right there was like you're sitting around a campfire with a bunch of Marines. That's too much for our,
most of us are talking like
visual this morning.
Yeah.
72 degrees in the
downtown. Wait, I haven't finished.
I don't care. Change the subject. Well, 72 degrees in the downtown studios today. I thought it was going to be warmer today because I took a walk with the dog. 93. Okay, a difference. I kept thinking as I was reading the weather we were going to go cooler. So yesterday we did have a beautiful cool day. It was breezy. I was out with a horse. So 93 today, our highs. Mostly clear skies with 63 tonight. Tomorrow on Saturday calls for 91, 61. That's a pretty big drop for an overnight low. And then we go to Sunday at 78. Now there you go. And we wonder why sometimes people at this time of year are experiencing not feeling well. You know, when they have these drops, it does make you feel, I don't know, like achy, and you got to acclimate. Your body has to get acclimated to this. So Sunday is 78 with a chance of showers Sunday night. Overnight lows of 56 with showers. Monday calls for 68 and a slight chance of showers for both of those days. And Tuesday, 75 and sunny. So, you know, you've got like a various, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and we are here on the Friday morning edition of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, streaming also on KCNR1460.com. Oh, let's go to the phones. I mean, Carl's been giving me all kinds of hand signals, and, you know, he is not a good whisperer, and I knew you were on the phone, but I just needed to do the weather, and, of course, we're going right to our Vice President of Stifel Investments, Susan Eastman. Good morning with our Market Minute. What's happening on Wall Street, Susan?
Good morning. Well, stocks are gaining this morning after talks of a 50-basis-point cut by the Fed. Back on the table. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 280 points at 41,377. The S&P 500 is positive 30 points at 5,625. The NASDAQ Composite gaining 98 points at 17,668. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA down 29 cents, trading at 118.97. Tesla down 99 cents, trading at 228.82. Broadcom up $1.43 at 165.98 per share. Oracle positive $3.69, trading at $165.08. Uber up Uber's up $4.02 at $72.12. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.664%. Commodities are higher. Gold is up $17 an ounce at $2,576. Silver up 71 cents at $30.60 per ounce. And crude oil is trading at $69 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR. And it's Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Yes. Does Friday the 13th play anything? I mean, the stock market. I mean, you're the pro. You're the professional.
Oh.
But Does it have anything to do with investors on Friday the 13th? You know, does some of them sell by, you know, or anything like that?
I think anymore there's a very large market, a lot of traders, day traders, long-term investors, long-term financial advisors, and I think it's not correlated at all.
Oh, okay.
I think it might be out in the streets, you know,
yeah,
of your daily living, but not on the market. That's my thought.
Well, and the price of gold blew up $17 an ounce. Is that normal?
The gold has been going up for the last year or so. And
yeah.
I think just people are trying to find other places to put money.
Right.
Even Bitcoin's out there, another place to put money.
Yeah.
And it can go up and down. So we're just putting our money everywhere. That's what we do.
Except into my pocket. So
yeah, it leaves our pocket fast because of groceries and gasoline anymore. But anyway,
well, have
a great weekend,
thank
everyone.
You.
Glad to be back on the air.
All right, so glad to have you back. Susan Eastman. She is the Vice President of Investments at Stifel. Now, you spell that S-T-I-F-E-L. In Stifel Nicolaus and Company, if you're looking for someone, you can give her, to help you just go through, where am I going in 2025? A lot of people are making big changes. They're going to, figure out what they're doing with their insurance, monies, how you're investing, what feels right at this time. You can give Susan a call at 530-244-7199 and email her at eastmans@stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com. We love her doing the market.
She just got back. You know, I think we talked about it, but she visited with a group or her girlfriend Africa, and we had photos of her bicycling. You know, while she was in Africa, and there's animals out there. How do you outrun an elephant?
Okay, well, so what? We'll have to find out from her when she's not on the Market Minute, and they have strict regulations when you're doing stuff and you're calling in representing a company as an investor under that.
Yeah.
So she can't really and I did this. You know, it's like, boom, you got to be to the point.
No, I know.
But anyway,
separate thing.
So Susan loves to bike, and she's with a female biking group, and they meet somewhere in the United States, or they've been in Canada, British Columbia, places they meet, and they bicycle. And it's all arranged. And so she went with a girlfriend, first of all, to Africa on a bike trip, and then from there, once that group dispersed, she and her girlfriend took a week-long safari. And so she was gone. It was a long trip, but that's if you're going to go to Africa, you hope it's not just a 7-day trip. So, can't wait to hear all about it. And I'm going to be seeing her next week, so that would be really great. Again, it's currently 72 degrees. A couple announcements I'd like to make, Carl. Next Thursday, or this coming Thursday, actually, because today's Friday, so this coming Thursday, we will be in front of the Dutch Brothers for our morning show for Caffeinate for a Cause. Now, there are two big fundraisers that Turtle Bay does. One is the big Turtle Bay auction, and then the Caffeinate for a Cause, where a dollar of every one of your drinks goes towards all these programs that you have at Turtle Bay. So you want to drive through. You can give your donation. I think Tyler is going to be there.
Tyler Whitlow
and his beautiful bride.
And Jess Whitlow.
And then you'll have
the best-looking couple in Northern California.
And then you'll have Turtle Bay, where they bring out the owl and the porcupine and the lizards. And so bring your kids and drive through. You get a lot of love, dollar per drink and tips. It all stands in Reading, Anderson, and Palo Alto to support Turtle Bay. So coming out, we'll be there in the morning doing our live broadcast. But on this, I'll be there from 7 to 9. Carl's going to be there from 7 to 8, then run back because it's right down the street. And then you're interviewing somebody on the air.
Vanessa Audette will be on from 8 to 9.
From 8 to 9 on the morning show.
On the 19th,
but you'll be calling in and probably at the first part of, I'll be watching the clock like at 7:15, the first 3 minutes we'll get in, and then 7:30, kind of like that, because I won't have any way of knowing you're breaking in.
I'll call you.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Well, you're going to have the Skype there, and Christina will be chatting with you on the Skype. Hey, another reason to like Friday the 13th, PG&E ratepayers are going to get a bump in their bills. That's right, over $5 a month. Starting after the California Public Utilities Commission approved the increase Thursday morning, the CPUC has never met a bump in your bill that they just didn't like. The PG&E says it needs the funds to recoup losses. Excuse me. Following recent storms and wildfire mitigation projects. However, a number of ratepayers made public comments ahead of the vote to voice concerns about what would be the company's fourth rate hike of the year. Of the year. You know, you never thought about it, but when you move to Redding, or you live in the Redding city limits, that having REU as your electrical provider would be a selling point when you get ready to sell your house, having REU.
Yep.
This month, and this lady says, you know, we can't pay my bill or get my diabetes medicine. So they are saying it's the 2022-23 winter storms required the mobilization of more than 72,000 personnel to help restore the power. Now, ratepayer advocates say, hey, the shareholders should also pay part of this bill, not just the ratepayers. But anyway, CPUC. California Public Utilities Commission has okayed the fourth bump this year in electrical prices, electrical rates for PG&E.
I heard some astronomical prices, not only from some friends that live up in the Texas Springs area, but also my parents who live in Granite Bay. Some of the like $400 jump for my parents. Now they're elderly, of course, you know. Many people who listen to this program know that they're 93 and 91. And, you know, $400 a month makes a big difference in just a one-month increase with the air conditioning, because my mom has to sleep at nighttime with the air conditioning on. Go ahead, I got to take a break. We're already over time. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. A dollar from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-2427565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tell your children.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that has been in the business for well over a quarter of a century. And nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't fool around with your family safety. From a small chip to a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Yeah, and he fixed one crack on my windshield, guys, 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work this man does. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV, down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff Wurst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Reading Police Department is warning the community about car buying scammers.
Car buying?
They've received a report of the oil in the engine scam. They want to raise awareness. Saying a member of the community privately met with people to sell their car, which they now believe was a scam. That his engine was manipulated with possible oil put on, maybe the exhaust manifold, oil put in the exhaust pipe. One person will distract the seller while fellow scammers pour oil into the vehicle's radiator on top of the engine as well as the exhaust pipe. And this is all done to make the seller believe the engine is blown and get them to sell for a much lower price. It's been going on in Sacramento, and now it's worked its way up here. So, if you're trying to, if you're told, one of the regular customers of this one place, Auto Works, said that they had experienced the scam locally. The customer caught the scheme as it was happening, then towed the car before getting it repaired. So, anyway, there you go. So that's going on. If they're finding a way, we just got a story yesterday. Okay, here you go. You go into a store. In this case, I think it was Safeway they went into.
Okay.
Cancel that because I'm not sure which one
all
it was.
Right.
They went in to buy a gift card.
Oh.
And here's the scam. Somebody's come in there. They steal the cards. They go out there. They open up the packaging just enough that they can change the code on the back of the card. And they put that on there. And when you buy the card, and, you're going to send it to somebody, and you send it to them right with the code.
Right.
As soon as you put the code, as soon as that card is bought, that money was automatically, will just transfer right then into somebody else's account.
So the person who got the gift card is going in, and it's non-existent. They're like, I'm sorry, there's no money on this card.
Yeah, and so when they get it, so that money is transferred immediately. So what they said was, instead of going and getting the cards out of just the middle at eye level, reach up.
Okay.
Because somebody has to come in and take the cards, and in fact, they've caught somebody here in town doing it.
Ooh.
That had hundreds of thousands of dollars of cards that they were preparing. Because in the, you know, I mean, the whole thing is, if people work so hard to make, you know, to make money like that, and they're obviously bright, and they could do it in such a way that, you know, it's legal, but why? You're going to need to pick that up, my love. There you go. Otherwise, we have a doorstop that started out as a normal doorstop. Now it's just a lump of rubber that we somehow we can jam under that, because every time Buford would see it, he would just chew off another 2 inches of it.
Thought it was his, yep. Well, whether or not you're superstitious or not, you probably won't be able to escape the fact it is Friday the 13th today. You'll see that everywhere. But the fear of number 13 dates back centuries and has a combination of religious and cultural origins. But it could be just as lucky as it is unlucky, depending on your outlook. So I'm going to go over five things you need to know today. Of course, first, we're going to be talking about the presidential debate. Former President Donald Trump announced yesterday that he would not participate in another presidential debate with Vice President Kamala Harris. There will be no third debate, Trump posted on Truth Social, referencing his first face-off with President Joe Biden in June as his second with Harris on Tuesday. The former president does not need a rematch because he won, in his opinion, won Tuesday night's debate. All right, so that's according to CNN fact checks. Everything's a fact check now. Harris reiterated her call for another matchup during a rally in Charlotte on Thursday, saying, "I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate because this election and what it is at stake could not be more important." Now, I will say that after watching some of the debate, that I felt like, I don't know, did either one of them really answer the questions?
No.
No, they didn't.
You in know, my opinion.
Why can't it just be, I'm answering the questions. What it went in was immediately into the attack, and then Trump was then defending himself at every three-minute segment.
Well,
and then he would make the attack. And it had nothing to do with what they were asking. It was mudslinging the whole time.
And the moderators were just a joke.
Horrible.
You know, just a joke. I mean, if you're going to, and we've talked about this, if you're going to fact check one side, you need to fact check the other, because everything that she said was not true. I mean, it just wasn't true. And the biggest example is when she said there are no military in war zones. We've lost three over in Jordan, and other of our military being rocketed on a regular basis. It was just a lie, and they could have checked that. But they didn't. They chose not to. Because as one of them said, we didn't want it to end up like with the Biden thing when, you know, Trump would say something and Biden couldn't answer it. Well, what if Trump says something and Harris can't answer it? Not that she answered any questions, just like Trump, skipped over. The bottom line is, you know, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, just ask yourself this one question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Here's the second question. Do you feel safer now on the streets of America than you did 4 years ago? And three, are you concerned that your child or your grandchild is going to be in a war in the next 3 years? That's what you have to ask yourself, you know, because are we going to be drug into Europe? Is it going to be something else? Is Russia going to come and do something else that's going to trigger a NATO response? And trust me, my friends, it's going to be a U.S. response on that. That's what you have to ask yourself. No, you know, get away from, oh, she cackles and, you know, and his hair is fake. Get away from that. Get away to asking, am I better off? Gas, again, is over $4 a gallon here in California. It keeps going up. Now, you could say, well, but nationwide it's less than that. Maybe it is, but it's the policies here are policies that are agreed on back in the swamp back there. Eggs, chicken, hamburger, the basics of people's diets. How much they've gone up. That's all you need to ask yourself. And it's not aimed at Harris. It's not aimed at Trump. It's this. If you're worse off than you were 4 years ago. You're less safe. You can't, the cost of housing, the cost of cars, the cost of trucks, the cost of everything. If you're not better off, maybe you need a change.
This portion of the show is brought to you by... Okay, so do we need to do this, Guy?
I just did that one.
Oh, okay. When we come back, we're going to be talking about more things that you need to know in the headlines today. Maxwell Insurance. Okay, I was with a friend yesterday who switched all of her insurance. She has rental properties, et cetera, over to Maxwell Insurance. And she said, that team is so great. They really just helped me understand. It got me great rates, et cetera. They're helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. That's Judy Maxwell and her gang over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Give them a call at 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Friday night.
how are you on this Friday? Yes, it is the 13th. All right. We've got a big weekend ahead of us. Lots of fun stuff going on. Now, last night, you played. Did you talk about that at all?
I did.
You played. It's the Italian.
What's it called?
It was Paisano the media, Day over the weekend. Yeah, this coming up weekend.
Today.
And tomorrow.
Today at 5 and tomorrow.
And you played bocce ball last night, and you were...
We played at it.
You were second. Well, you were second.
We were runner-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to the finals. And the... you know, the other team, I found out later, they're all in a bocce ball league.
Really?
That should be illegal. Except I brought in ringers
who
were in the bocce ball league, and their ringers were better than my ringers. I'm going to have to pay more money. And then when they opened up the beer cart, that was it.
It went
steadily downhill after that.
Well, a very good friend of ours, Mike, they have a bocce ball in their backyard, and the only one time I've ever played, it was so much fun. You know, wine was included, so that made it even more fun. And their place is right on the river, so it was beautiful, great weather, great friends.
You know what?
And that was so much fun. I enjoyed it.
Next year yet to come because people need to see Linda playing bocce ball. I'm not kidding. Picture a beautiful golden retriever on point out there. Or a Irish setter on point, staring at that bird, staring, not quivering, just a little bit of a quiver in her nostrils. And that's Linda playing bocce ball. She gets down into this, you know, she's looking and she just kind of concentrates in her body. And then she rolls the ball and you do well. And so next year, I want everybody to see Linda playing bocce ball.
Well, you know what? It just depends. Because it's like the one year, the one time we went bowling, and I actually won, and it just happened that I just had a good night. God only knows. Other times I'm gutter ball queen. And then there was times that we were playing a cornhole. I've come to find out that we were playing closer together than the average real cornhole competitions, and I did really well at that. But it's all about, because my eyes aren't that used to it, you got to focus between your left and your right eye of what is the actual bullseye, right? So things do change after a while. Hey, I want to bring up, get your tickets now for the Reading Roots Festival, which is happening the 27th and the 28th. We attended last year. There's a lot of outside stages and inside at the Cascade. They've got a Spotify playlist, so you can check out who's on the forum for this year and who's playing and hear their music, so you can figure out where you're going to go because it's, you know, several stages, and it's just fantastic. So go to ReadingRootsRevival.org and get your tickets. It's only 1 week, 6 days away, and they have a great site, by the way. And well, hopefully next week we're going to have a slot and bring them on to talk about the Reading Roots Festival. Again, go to ReadingRootsRevival.org and get your tickets today and see who's playing. All right. So let's see. A couple things coming up. We talked about the Caffeinate for a Cause. Oh, let's go back to five things that you need to know today. The second thing is the Boeing strike. Union members at Boeing rejected a proposed four-year contract with a troubled aircraft manufacturer, authorizing the first strike at the company in 16 years. About 33,000 workers started walking off the job today, citing grievances with past contract terms. The strike will virtually stop commercial airplane production at one of America's biggest manufacturing giants and its largest exporter, dealing a potential blow to the U.S. economy. Ugh, that's what we need to hear.
Well, Boeing's having a bad year, okay? Boeing's just had a bad couple of years. You know, a seal fails and blows a door off the plane. Then they find out that, oh my gosh, you know, you guys haven't been checking this. So then it, you know, orders are being canceled. And then it was their Boeing's rocket that was going up there to meet with those two people that went up there for 7 days.
Oh my gosh.
And are still there. And now it's looking. They went up in June. It is now September. They are still up there. And so they were getting ready to send up a docking capsule that can bring them back. Sprung leaks, couldn't use it. So then it says, well, now SpaceX which is Musk company, is going to send a capsule up there. But now they're talking February of 2025. So you go away for, that'd be like you and I say, you know what? Let's just get away, and we're going to take a whole week. Let's go over to the coast. We can just put our feet in the, you know, in the water, and then you get over there, and all the roads are blocked.
Yeah.
For 7-8 months, and there's no flights going in. So you're there now. You're kind of there on the coast, but after like 2-3 months, you get a little tired of that. You know, well, where's Buford?
And
you know,
where's their food? Do they have, what about their food supply and their medications?
Well, they can send up, from what I understand, they can send up non-manned capsules that can come up there that they can't ride in. So they can be resupplied.
Oh, my goodness.
But my gosh, I mean, after a while, you start looking at each other and going, she didn't look so bad.
Yeah. I'm curious.
Okay. Linda said, if I was stuck for 8 months up in a capsule with a woman, you might even understand if I flirted with her. You said that. Well,
I mean, you're going to know somebody inside and out there. You're bound to find love, you know, on some level.
So what, they come home, divorce their spouses, and marry each other? What?
But
no.
But you know, when you're with somebody, you get to know all of, you know, probably they probably have a crying spell once or twice. And go down to like, you know, I mean, you've got, I don't think in 8 months' time someone's going to go into a complete shell. And if they do go into a complete shell, you know, they're going to break down and come out because they have no place else to go. I mean, you are.
I mean, do they send up things like, I mean, imagine, now you're, I mean, you're in the space station up there. But even then, that's very, very limited. I mean, nothing changes day to day. I mean, you can do your experiments and this, but after you've done the experiments 150 times. So what do you do when they do get depression? Now, I bet there's psychologists and psychiatrists right there if they're starting to have some depression. Well, no, yeah, that they can talk to. Mm-hmm. But then do they send up things like whatever people take for that?
Xanax. I don't know whatever
they,
it is.
They send up 1,000 pills of Xanax and just take one a day.
He
said, why'd you send me 1,000? Well, you might be up there for a while.
Well, you know what? I think that there's a book in this. There's going to be, you know, definitely a circuit. You know, what do you do?
I would read that book.
I would read that book.
Because
it's coming from a woman's perspective and a man's perspective of what it is to completely, you know, detach from any of the things that are your comfort zones. You know, I mean, you're doing a scientific experiment, but my God, now you are the scientific experiment. Okay, number three, our housing market mortgage rates fell this week to the lowest point since February 2023. This says in a welcome sign for Americans grappling with a tough housing market, the standard 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 6.2% in the week ending at September 12th. Mortgage financing giant Freddie Mac said Thursday that's well below the two-decade high of 7.79.
That used to be here during the this administration. Do you know what our mortgage rate is?
Well, we went in and refied.
Yeah, but do you know what it is?
Under 3.
It's like 2.5.
Yep.
And see, people got used to that.
Yeah.
See, 6%. If you look at it historically, it's not bad at all. It's when, because it has been up to 19 and 20%.
Yeah, I think my parents remember 14, 15 when they were trying to. That was good.
I could not buy a house in the late
70s.
It was 80 to 83. I lived out in the economy, and I couldn't buy a house. I had to rent one because the interest rate was so high. So 6, when you look at it historically, isn't bad. But now it is. I mean, now people are used to the 2.5 to 3%. So if you sell your house, and people are getting phone calls all the time, sell your house. You know, look how much equity you have.
Mm-hmm.
Sell your house and get a bigger one. Well,
no,
that's just the opposite of what a lot of people want to do. If you sell your house, you're going to probably go for a smaller one, but you're going to end up paying as much in your monthly mortgage.
And you don't want to be in PG&E. Renters across America are also struggling, especially in urban population centers such as New York City, Los Angeles, and the Miami metropolitan area. According to a recent Moody's report, renters in those areas dish out more than 30% of their income towards rent.
Well,
I bet you it's more than that.
If you're looking to live next door to Carl and Linda, there's a house that's probably going to be for rent. And I asked him, I said, well, how much you want for that? You know, a month, $3,200.
Wow.
Which is much more than we pay for our house mortgage. And I went, $3,200 for that house? I mean, it's a nice little house.
It's a little tiny house. Well, 1,700 square feet.
Yeah, I said, $3,200 a month? He goes, yeah. And I was thinking, it's because he could probably get it.
Yeah.
And just, but $3,200 a month.
Number four, Russian president.
You know what? No, let's talk about this. This is one of the reasons that it is so hard for our younger people to live the American dream. What's the American dream? You have a home, you have a car, two kids, and this is just the average.
Right.
And a pet. In California, you need $250,000 a year income.
Unless you're on assistance.
$250,000 a year to live the, quote, American dream here. But then you look at the cost of housing, and you should not pay more than, what, 20% of your total gross income or your total income to housing. Well, you're going to – when you have mortgage rates – of even 6%, and you buy a, you know, and you buy a house, you're paying $350,000 for a house. I mean, you know, $400,000. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So people can't have that. They don't have that American dream. If you want to live in Mississippi, on the other hand, you can make it on $108,000 a year as opposed to $250,000, but then you have to live in Mississippi. We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Just got my haircut there. Another great haircut. I've been going there for 17 years. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. What can I say? They started in 1960, moved to this location in the Cypress Square Shopping Center in like 66, 67. They're right off Athens Avenue. They're across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or before that, the Subway. It is just a pleasant place to get a haircut. Guys, it's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. It's man's last stronghold. Give them a call at 530-244-9478 to set up an appointment, or you can just drop by. We'll be right back.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, the second best bocce ball team in Northern California in the media of Redding. We don't go too much further than that. I've got to get it down. And in fact, we, KCNR is the champion, if you look at it as the only privately owned radio station, as opposed to, we went up against corporate yesterday, even though corporate wasn't there and it was just their guys from around here. And I will tell you this, there's some of their players that should, you know, they should, you know, there should be, they should wear medallions that say we're pros. Like I said, their ringers were better than my ringers last night.
Well, again, that was Paisano Day's kickoff last night. Tonight,
it kicks off tonight.
Well, okay, so there was a bocce ball tournament then.
Yeah,
okay,
5
to 10 tonight, 8 to 9 p.m. all day tomorrow, September 14th, and that's at the South City Park in Redding. Sons and Daughters of Italy of America proudly presents Paisano Day's. You had a couple other announcements that you wanted to...
Yeah, well, you know, I knew this was coming. You just knew it. This has to do with the debate. Supposedly, if, okay, take this for what I am saying. I have not seen it. I haven't, you know, but here it comes. You knew it was going to happen. Did Kamala Harris get questions, not the quote questions, but questions that like they would be asking? Did her campaign get those? Supposedly a whistleblower who has in writing and all this stuff said that that he can prove that the questions were sent to her, you know, not the questions, but ones like this, which were very similar, and that she would not be fact-checked. Now, I was wondering how long it was going to take for it to come out, and it, frankly, it came out a little bit later than I thought. I thought somebody within, you know, a day would say, oh, no, we have found that, you know, there was cheating in here. So, of course, that's happening. So, but we're going to kind of follow that because, you know, if,
yeah,
it's all about if. And you can draw, and then they're drawing parallels or they're drawing lines saying, oh, the, one of the moderators was really tight, you know, as, you know, it's a, you know, because of, Disney owns all this and that, one of Disney's big people is, you know, in lockstep and joined at the hip with Kamala Harris. I mean, you're just going to keep seeing this, you know, and how much of it's true.
Also in the news, McDonald's $5 value meal is sticking around until December. I know we may think that, you know, there's chubbiness in America today, but, you know, when you're on a tight budget, I don't know, $5 for a meal.
Well, remember we went to that other burger place and for two regular hamburgers with a medium.
We were driving through at 9 o'clock at night, starving after coming out from the horse from the horse ride.
$25.
Yeah. $25. And we drove through, not going to say where it was. We were at 9 o'clock at night. We looked at each other like we have no, because, you know, of course, when you're going to be gone for 4 or 5 days, you clean out the refrigerator. And we were just, you know, of course, you can only eat 3 bites and that's about it for me for, you know, just to kind of take the edge off. Probably should think about that in the future when you're gone for 4 or 5 days. When you come home to something, maybe you have applesauce or hard-boiled eggs or something, you know, the yogurt, whatever will be able to take the edge off when you get home and you're hungry. Think about that. Today's number 67. That's how many active wildfires are burning across the U.S., including 9 in California and 2 in Nevada, according to the National Fire Center. California's Line Fire in San Bernardino County is burning so intensely that it has created its own weather. Wow.
You know, this thing about eating animals in Springfield, Ohio.
Oh.
Eating pets.
That's become the big meme.
Oh, yeah. You know, please. And then there's, you know, and there's memes of Trump holding kitties saying Trump was on kitty patrol. But, and then they said, well, this is, of course, not true. Well, that was one of the fat checks that NBC did. But is it true? You know, are pets disappearing? You know what? How do you know? However, what they're missing is the small town got an influx of Haitian immigrants, thousands. How does the infrastructure of a smaller community take this many people and put them into, you know, take care of them for medical, schools, services and all this? I mean, how do you do it? It'd be like here in Redding. Okay, we got 98,000 here. Imagine if we got 10% of our population just came in from another country like Haiti.
And was in a camp right outside wherever.
Yeah. Yeah, and they put them in, we're going to have to house them. Well, how do you house them? Okay, we're going to put tents up. Well, it's getting ready to be rainy season and cold. Where do you put these people? That come in. I mean, just imagine that you got 9,000, almost 10,000 people settled in your community. Oh, the flag contest. Thank you very much, Christina. We took the ones, I went to the ones, that came in on Facebook and we drew that, and Brock, you have won the flag that is provided by the Flag Center. And, so we'll get a hold of you via Facebook and say that you've won it. So you get to come down and pick up this beautiful flag from the Flag Center, who gives us flags to give away every Friday. And we will continue to do this. If you would like to be into our drawing, you can either call us right now, 530-605-4567. Get your name. The only thing we want is your name and your phone number. Or you can go onto the KCNR Facebook page and send me a message that says, I want to be entered in it. And we've had, I guess, 3 people out of Facebook has won so far, plus people calling in. So if you'd like to be part of this and you want to be able to win a beautiful flag made in America, long-lasting, it's flying in front of our house right now, one of them. In fact, 2 of them are. United States flag and the Marine Corps flag flying in front of our house on a flagpole brought to me by Mike Huber and Ted Leidy. So... Yeah, I don't understand why the city's upset. It's just because it's 250 feet tall. It's hard to see the flags, really, from the ground. So, yeah, it's not that
well. Well, a runaway penguin, our final thought today, has been found safe in Japan nearly 2 weeks after she went missing, having paddled 28 miles during a typhoon, and a survival story her keeper called miraculous. The 6-year-old Cape penguin, who goes by the name of Pen, was born and raised in captivity.
How original is that?
And was swimming with the staff and traveling Gekkit and Penter's zoo. She ended up getting stuck in a typhoon and was found. They found her. So obviously, you know. The guy said, I couldn't help but feel despair. He told CNN the chances of surviving in the wild were very low. A lucky break would keep Penn safe. Powerful typhoon called Shan Shan brought high winds and torrential rain to the country at the end of August, killing at least 6 people, displacing millions, knocking out power, and disrupting air travel. But amid the destruction, the typhoon was a boon for little Penn. And she survived because of the typhoon. So there's
it's just, good news at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Paisano Days is just a great place to go and visit. You know, one of our theaters here, they're having wonderful shows. Find a theater you'd like to go to. The weather's going to be good. It's cooling off. The rain may be starting this next week. So we'll start having that. So
temperatures today will be 93 and overnight lows of 63. Beautiful weekend ahead of us.
Another grueling 10 hours.
Maybe showers on Sunday.
Maybe showers. Everybody have a great weekend and God bless America.
Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.